My name's Caitlin. It is March 28th. And we're here at Backus Page House Museum with Sharon Millott. And we're doing an oral history video. So I guess we'll start off with an introduction. Just your name, when and where you were born.
So I am Sharon Elaine Millott. I was a Patton. I lived in Dunwich when I was born, but I was born in St. Thomas Hospital. My dad was back in the field, working in the field. I was born in August, and they went to tell him that it was time for me to go to the hospital, or mom to go to the hospital, and he had to make another round, but they did get me there, and I was born in St. Thomas Hospital. And so we lived on property in Dunwich different times in our life, in those early days. But eventually Dad moved to the part of my grandparents' house. And we lived there till I was almost 7.
So we'll talk a little bit about your ancestry first, or a lot about your ancestry, however much you'd like to tell. So wherever you'd like to start, I guess. We can work our way backwards, or we can work our way forwards.
So my grandfather, Daniel Patton, was born in Ontario. All of the family was born in Canada. His siblings were all born in Canada. But John and Rose came from Scotland. John came in 1850. He sent for Rose McCorkendale in 1852. And they moved to Dunwich in 1854. And they farmed this concession to south part of lot 15, I think. Sorry. That's where they had their family. My grandfather lived on the north part of concession 2 for 15 for several years, and then later on they moved that house up to the original farmhouse because of his family getting older and needing to be looked after.
John's original name, huh?
John was John McFadder. Some spell it M-C, capital P-H-A-T-E-R, some spell it M-C, F-A-T-T-E-R, M-C, F-A-T-E-R. And eventually he changed it to Patton with P-A-T-O-N. Although my dad said there's cousins that do have a double T in their names. So it's kind of hard to trace the ancestors because of the of time. So my grandfather had married a McRae, Janet Catherine McRae, and she was the daughter of William McRae, who came to Canada. His father was Farquhar and his mother was Janet. They came to the Aldborough Township when William was 11 years old, so in 1848. Eventually he settled in Dunwich on a farm, and that's where my grandmother Janet was born, and they were lived in Dunwich, and she married my grandfather Daniel. His name was Donald, but they called him Daniel Patton, and that is I remember him. I was 10 when he died, so we did have some time with him, and he was really nice when I have good memories of my grandpa Patton.
Maybe about Duff Church.
Well, the Duff Church. The Duff Church was very important to the family. My grandfather was an elder for many years, very involved in the Sunday school. And my aunts were very musical. And Elsie and Alma, they were always in the choir. My Uncle Donald, very strong Presbyterians, and very church-oriented. And William McRae, in some of the old books, He always had his beard and very staunch. I think he was quite a strict man, as far as I understand. My grandmother on my mother's side would say to her children, they just lived down the road from each other, she would say that if they did not behave, she would send them down to Mr. McRae and get them straightened out. So I'm wandering. So
no, that's okay. And then do you want to talk about Janet's wedding dress and stuff and the family farm, where it is now? The little Patton homestead.
Okay. Our family farm that is still owned by my brother Richard Patton. The homestead and the buildings are all gone now, and it does not have a 911 number on it, which is kind of sad because again, actually, we know it's concession 2, lot 15, but the south part, but other homes on the road have a 911 sign. So, and it's been an important part. I can remember when I was young, the two houses were joined by a hallway between my grandfather's part and the house. They called it Aunt Kate's part because that was the original homestead. And so Mom and Dad lived in Aunt Kate's, and we would have to go through this dark hallway into my grandpa's house. It was kind of scary. They said when I was about two, used to have cold air registers in the floor, big cold air registers, just a crawl space for a basement. And when I was about two, I did go down the grate, through the grate, down to the basement. And my dad had to go down and get me out. And I've always been a little fearful of the darkness, and I think possibly that's why, I'm not sure. But it was just, obviously the grate wasn't on properly, and I wasn't hurt, they tell me. And that was fine. And my sister and I used to be allowed to go over for a tea party with Grandpa. My grandmother had died before I was ever born, ever thought of. Dad was 18 and he was 25 when I was born, so she had passed away early in life. So Grandpa lived there with my Uncle Donald, Dad's brother, and so anyway, we were allowed to go over, but my sister Faye and I were 2 years apart. I'm the oldest, and we were not allowed to go together. We had to go have our tea separately. He had a housekeeper, which was very nice, and using his treats. And I can remember him reaching up into a cupboard in the kitchen and taking a package of figs out of the cupboard and giving us a fig. That was a treat. So every once in a while, I haven't done it for a long time, I used to buy myself figs to remember Grandpa. He was, you know, he was 80, probably 81 when I was born, and he was 91 when he passed. So, but we really cared about him, and then we moved away when I was about 7, so which was kind of sad. I went up to Southwold, but I can remember the apple orchards, and Dad used to go back and farm and help my uncle farm, and Dad kept the land at the back and eventually did sell it. He had the property on the north of side of that lot, concession 2, lot 15, the north side. They tell me when he first lived there, he didn't have a barn, so he would milk the cows out by this, under the trees at the back. and then, like I say, lived at Kate's. So, happy memories of Dunwich Township and members of my grandparents and the family, and we always had a Patton picnic. We've kept up a book of the of our family for 50 years or whatever. It's kind of getting apart a little bit as the older ones have passed away, but so we have memories of cousins and family members. But the sad thing is that the McRae's, the Pattons, a lot of those have gone away, and aren't there anymore, but we're an important part of Dunridge Township. So.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about John, maybe his family and his wife, who his wife was, and her family?
Didn't I say that already?
I don't think so, because his parents and stuff, and Taylor.
Okay.
That's it.
So my the McCrays, of course, Isle of Donan, in 2002, I believe, I was given a trip to Scotland, and we toured Tanlone. I had Isle of Donan and Tanlone, also where the Pattons were from. But in Isle of Donan, I have my brother Donald was Down syndrome. He went along with me and my mom and my sister Janet and her husband and a cousin from Toronto. And so we had a great time, and we went to the cemetery and visited Tanlone, and I have a picture of the store where the Pattons had run the store in Tanlone. The other part was a restaurant, and it was for sale actually, but I have a picture of my sister Janet in front of the for sale sign. We thought we'd like to buy it, but none of us could afford it. But I would always want to go back to Scotland again, but probably I won't. But it's very moving. We visited the cemetery at Largie in Tanlone and found some McFadders, Neil McFadder. We found some of the Smiths that we're not sure if they're related. So it was, there were memories. And I spent 2 hours in a cemetery at Loch Douche, near Clacken. My brother-in-law dropped me off for 2 hours and came back 2 hours later. And I wandered around with all the McCray, on the McCray stones, and then I'm thinking my ancestors aren't here because they've gone to Canada, or my ancestors have gone to New Zealand, or many of them split up, so they were in different countries. So I just told them I wouldn't forget them, and listened to the sheep and the birds singing and, and read all the names. It was so exciting, but it's very moving. And we went to Glencoe, where there was so much fighting, and you come back and your blood's kind of stirred up against those that caused the trouble. And yet in Canada, we can all live together peacefully and without fighting against each other, which is a good thing, because a lot of times it was the people themselves that cause fighting among themselves, which didn't help their cause any. So I was very proud of being back in Tanlone and visiting the ancestral place. And there were, I asked people if they knew any McFadders, and the lady in the store said that she had known one, but she had passed away about 10 years earlier, which I felt bad that we hadn't gone when we could have maybe talked to somebody there. And in the pub at Clacken, we met a Farquhar McKenzie, Farquhar McCray McKenzie was his name. He was singing, and he told us to come back another day, which we never got back to him. But I said, with a name like that, you have to be a relative of mine, sort of, because the McKenzies, the McCrays were the shirt of mail, they called them, of the McKenzies. They were kind of like bodyguards. And very, very friendly person, had a really nice voice and whatever. But they teased me because my husband wasn't with me, so I wouldn't go back to see him by myself. but anyway, I did get some correspondence later. We're still trying to trace back the ancestry because with the name of Farquhar McRae, which was the grandfather that came to Canada, there are so many Farquhars, we have trouble finding exactly which line they are. So, and they're buried down at Wardsville, in the Wardsville Cemetery down there. So, there is a Farquhar McRae in Fairview Cemetery, married to an Isabella, and we're not sure. And that stone is close to my grandfather William's and his wife Mary Smith's stone. We don't know if they're a relative, how they're connected, but I'm sure there has to be some connection, especially with them being so close in the graveyard together. It just seems, mm-hmm. just seems like it. So anyway, I've wandered.
Mm-hmm. And then Rose McCorkendale was John's wife.
Right. But what I mean, like I didn't really know too much of it with where I was, other than and I didn't bring that other book because I had the book with the well, it tells I think in here when she passed, and she was well known in the community and very involved in Larkin also, mm-hmm. the church.
And then she's the one who had family that went to New Zealand.
Yes.
And then they corresponded. She did with her family, but then also the next two generations continue to correspond with New Zealand families as well. Because
my Aunt Elma Webster, she married Ken Webster, and they lived on Gloucester Street in Dutton. Her sons lived in the house, Doug and Lloyd, and Doug said the letters were in a sideboard, but they had wood in the house, so in front of the sideboard, so we never saw the letters that Aunt Elma and her wrote, but they and we've asked the cousin if they found them. They never found the letters, which is too bad.
Yeah,
because I know the letters that I have from people that were found in my uncle's house are so good about remembering who they were, what they went through, just the different things. They talk a lot about horses because that was in thing, and he was wishing he had horses from Ontario, and he's wanting my grandfather and my grandmother, Daniel and Jenny, to come out and visit him, and missing the family, you know, and he was in Parkman, Saskatchewan. And he, just tells kind of how much things are, and he calls his future wife a little speckled hen. That was kind of funny. He's trying to describe what she looked like. And there is a letter where the Mary, Warren's wife, and her daughter Maggie went to see him before he got married in 1912. It was a leap year, 1912, and that was Christopher McRae, Jenny's brother, that went to Saskatchewan.
I wonder if that's when the train first went out to Saskatchewan, because I think in Ogama, Saskatchewan, the train went there in the early 1910s. So that's maybe why she went out at that time. So it would have been by train.
Yeah, they kind of they talked about this is one from John Gordon. They talked about the train stopping.
Okay.
Not too far away then. So, but one of the brothers, Jim and John, both went with them, and it tells him there how they hid the one brother so. Because they were in different wagons, so Chris couldn't see him till he got home. Because, he said, well, why didn't Archie come with you? Archie McRae lived at the homestead later, the last of the McRaes that lived in their home. But it was kind of a joke. So they had a little bit of sense of humor, mm-hmm. About things, and they talked about how people had to sit on, the maybe a chair with no back to it, or on a bench or something, just when they had company, they didn't have enough chairs for everybody to sit on a chair. So it was kind of interesting in how hard it was and how much butter they made up, and you know, just how they lived. Now my grandparents on my maternal side didn't have hydro till later in life, so when I used to go for holidays, I know what it's like to have to watch my aunt clean the little pots that she used, which I didn't like that idea at all, and the outhouse. But the Pattons, they had the hydro, and they had the bathrooms, so they were a little bit more advanced for a few years. But yeah, just good memories all around, for sure.
And then William McRae's son, Christopher, who went to Parkman, Saskatchewan, he married Margaret Dahlgren or something like that. Mm-hmm. Two of their sons were killed in World War II. They were both pilots, and so both of them were killed. One of them had been married and had a young son. The other one had not been married yet. I think he was engaged, but mm-hmm. yeah, they lost both of them. They were both in the RAF. And so they both died out there. Christopher and Margaret later moved to, didn't they move to Winnipeg? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they moved from Parkman, Saskatchewan to Winnipeg. But when they originally went out west, it was in Saskatchewan that they mm-hmm. that they were at.
So do you have any like stories that your family has passed down about your ancestors, or?
Ones that you can tell?
Yeah, ones that you can tell.
There's things in your life that you can't tell, so you know, there are things that you know that say if there was something happening and somebody needed to be warned about something. I can remember from us rushing from Southwold, Dad driving like a wild person and us kids all packed in the back, and rushing down to Dunwich to give a message that was needed in a hurry. I can't go into that, but anyway, it was people didn't have the phone. My grandparents on the other side didn't have a telephone, so, and no hydro, like it was hard to communicate with them. So, but as far as stories, I'm having a hard time even thinking about that. Mm-hmm. But
I think the Pattons, it was a lot of farming, the farm life, family was so important. Mm-hmm. Their church was really important to them. Daniel, so mom's grandfather, Daniel Patton, he had a lot of sermons that he did, and so we're fortunate to actually have copies of those sermons and that as well, that he had. Just a really, really strong faith was really important to them. Sort of three F's of that family were really key. The McRae family actually lived across the road from the Lilly family, so mom's mother was a Lilly. And so where Mac Lilly Farms is now is where eventually the family moved to. They started out in Don Township, in Chatham-Kent area, mm-hmm. and then in Croton, they started by Croton, moved to Mosa Township near Kashmir, which was sort of a ghost town of Ontario now. And when that mill closed, they came to Dunwich, and they lived on a farm by the river mm-hmm. first.
That's where the one girl was drowned.
Yeah, so, and so the Lily, so they moved there, and then they moved from there to the current farm, which is Mac Lily Farms. And it wasn't, things were not easy for them. I think from a, you know, the Pattons maybe had a little bit more resources. Mm-hmm. They had more mm-hmm. ability to have formal portraits taken, pictures taken. Mm-hmm. The Lilly family, not so much, right? They were not a wealthy family. They were hardworking right. people. So a lot of the picture history has been lost on that side. Mm-hmm. We're kind of been slowly regathering it. So we've been connecting with different, more distant cousins from me, trying to gather some of those pictures and history. so the Lily side of the family, my grandmother, her family were, her dad was Harry Lily, his father was Henry Lily, and her mom was Catherine Reitman. So Catherine Reitman, or she's the one who wrote poems, and so there's a poem, a book, The Bouquet of Lilies. She, her family were from Middlemiss. So that's kind of, I don't know, they met at the Wallacetown Fair, didn't they? Grandma and Grandpa, Lily?
Either that or, I'm not sure which.
She saw him and she knew he was her man. Grandma loved her man.
She loved her man, no matter what he did.
She did.
And they were always involved in the logging. Mm-hmm. Grandpa had the horses. I did have the picture, but then I didn't bring that book because I was I was overladen with stuff.
You almost did part two with a little bit.
I was sticking to this side.
Yes, we could.
My dad did log too when I was about two, probably not quite two, because Faye was born 2 years after, and so it would be the winter before she was born. So I was probably a year and a half. Dad, they lived in Iona. Dad was logging with his team, his head of his team. Various horses were on, they each had teams, I guess, or groups of men that worked with them. And so we spent that winter, I don't remember, that was before we lived at my Grandpa Patton's part of his house, but for the winter. And there was a story where somebody did try, my mom was going to the washroom, and of course they, you know, have chamber pots, and up down off of the kitchen, I guess, and somebody tried to break into the house, and the mom said that her scream kind of woke up the whole village of Iona. I'm not sure. The house that was is still in Iona. We lived there that one winter, and there was a time when they were all, the vehicle went off the road. They must have been out, and there was a lot of snow. Dad went off the road, and this busload of army fellows jumped out of the bus and they lifted the vehicle out of the ditch back onto the road. That's just something that did happen, and that'd be like the winter probably of 44, 45. But other stories, I think they were kind of closed-mouthed about some things, but they didn't realize us children did pay attention to the adults at times. Because we didn't have TV, and that was our entertainment. But we would, in the Lily home, they had a huge table, which my daughter still has, and it could sit 20 at a table. And we had benches and chairs, and the men always sat on one side, Grandma, and the ladies sat on the other side, and us kids were on one side, and Grandpa was at the head of the table, and we listened. We weren't really encouraged to talk, maybe, but you did learn, and it was always fascinating to listen to these men and talking and the big meals that they would, you know, make. Like my grandmother would bacon and eggs and fried potatoes, and it's just every once in a while I'm really not supposed to eat all that, but once in a while I will cook up something like that for breakfast just to remember. That there's just something about it. It was always good. Food was always good, which nowadays isn't so good for us. and the smell of homemade bread is beyond. like I say, in the Patton family, I don't necessarily have those memories. Mom was 7 years younger than my dad, so I think Dad did a little bit of cooking. Mom was, you know, she was only 17 when she was married, so she was young and had a lot to learn, I think, and then with Grandpa being on his own on the other side of the house, those memories I don't remember so much. I know we got together when Grandpa Patton was 90 years old, and that was a fun time for all the family, but they were kind of split up, like, you know, like we moved to Southwold, my aunt was in Toronto, and so there wasn't quite as much togetherness maybe then as with the other, the other side of the family.
Well, that's why the Patton picnic was so important to them. So they held it before in at Pinafore, wasn't it, for a few, several years at Pinafore Park in St. Thomas, and then was at the Sons of Scotland Park in Dunwich. And I think we're over 60 years of meeting, right? Wasn't it 1960?